Welcome everyone to day 21, which is entitled Slichot. I'm sharing this idea because we begin in the Ashkenazi community the custom of reciting special prayers for forgiveness this coming Saturday night. In the Sfarda community, this has already been happening since the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Elul, since the beginning of our 40-day challenge, actually. The Sephardic Jews have been reciting these special prayers. Now, the source for reciting Slichot, Slicha means, I always made that joke in Israel, if somebody bumps into you on the bus, this is what they won't be saying, Slicha, which means, you know, forgive me, excuse me. But the source for reciting these special prayers at this time of the year, Ashkenazi community starting this Saturday night, the Sephardic community these last couple of weeks, is a 10th century rabbinic text called the Tana de Eliyahu, which records a vision that none other than King David had of conversation that David had with Hashem. King David asks God how his descendants, the Jewish people, would one day earn forgiveness from their sins when there would be no temple, because the temple was the chief mechanism through which the Jewish people kept their relationship strong with Hashem. And if a Jew sinned, he would go and bring a Korban Chatat, a sin offering, and it was a way of reconciling and mending and repairing a broken relationship. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is there to mend and repair our relationships. We have no temple, so what are we going to do? So in this vision, David sees that one day there will no longer be a temple, but he gets his vision of God wrapped in a talit, in a prayer shawl, like a chazan, like a cantor leading services, showing none other than Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, the special 13 attributes of mercy, which really make up the central part of the Slichot service. Hashem, Hashem, kil rachum v'chanun, erech apam rav chesed v'yemet. Hashem, Hashem, oh, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger. I actually have the entire text and some explanation for it at the end of the chapter. You can check out. And these words, these 13 attributes of praise of Hashem, really reflect the special mercy and compassion that God has. And in this vision, God teaches these words to Moshe to give to us, the Jewish people, to use when we have broken the relationship, when we need to repair, when we need to come back to Hashem. Hashem taught these words to Moshe in the immediate aftermath of the sin of the golden calf. The Jews had sinned. God told Moshe to teach the people, use this special prayer. The Slichot are our way back in with Hashem. It's almost like a parent, you know, sending their kid off for a couple of years to college, wherever it is, and saying, look, you're going to make a mistake. Here's what you need to do to find your way back home. Here's a map. Here's a Google map. This is what you have to do to find your way back to your Father in heaven. And this is ultimately what we do, the Jewish community. To err, I said in the chapter, is human. To forgive is divine. And Hashem knows that sin is inevitable. And Hashem understands, of course, and we need to know that when we do sin, it creates distance. And to ensure that distance between ourselves and Hashem or our fellow human being doesn't get too wide and too big so that we can't get back, we use these slichot as a way of maintaining the intimacy between Hashem and ourselves. And we should really look at slichot as a gift. It's a gift. Hashem is telling us specifically, this is what's going to happen. Here's what you need to do to re-engage and reinstate your relationship with me. Take a look at, it's actually page 82 in the book. I went through the 13 attributes of mercy. They're translated and explained. It's a good thing to bring with you Saturday night. MGE, for those of you in the city or around the city want to join us. We're having kumzitz at 10 o'clock. Awesome musicians coming to get ourselves spiritually into the mood from 10 to 11. Then our slichot will start at 11 p.m. And you can bring your 40-day challenge with you. So you have this printout of the 13 attributes of mercy. And it's also, of course, speaking about compassion. And the question I raised in the chapter was, how can you emulate God's trait of compassion in dealing with any of your colleagues at work or family members at home? So this 13 attributes is not just for our relationship with Hashem, of course, but for each other. And please God, we should all merit to use these 13 attributes, not only starting this Saturday night for the Slichot, if you're Ashkenazi or if you're Sephardi and you've been doing it already, but you'll notice that we repeat and repeat and repeat these 13 attributes of mercy in the most intense prayer at the end of Yom Kippur called Ne'ilah, because these are our way in back to Hashem. Have a great day.